Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. In Tel Aviv, the day is warm and bright, perfect for taking a stroll outdoors. Jerusalem enjoys clear skies, while Haifa feels a gentle breeze off the sea. Eilut remains comfortably warm, a great day for a beach outing. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Times of Israel, earlier today, Saudi Arabia convinced former President Trump to hold off on striking Iran. Also, JNS reports from earlier this hour that Mohammed Dahlan revealed the Trump plan depends on the IDF stopping strikes on Gaza. Also this hour, Ynet reveals that Truth Social faces corruption claims after charging $10 for early war announcements by Trump. Separately, I-24 News confirmed this morning that Israel thwarted Iranian cyber attacks amid concerns over potential threats to the U.S. water sector. And finally, Axios reports from earlier this week that the U.S. sees potential progress in disarming Hamas, but Israeli officials remain skeptical. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, posted just minutes ago that the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem warned Americans to be ready to leave if tensions escalate. Avi Meir, a commentator, writing on X just now, hinted at emotional reactions to current flights. Why? Net Global shared earlier today that Truth Social's new service, charging to access Trump's announcements, is stirring corruption claims. Let's go deeper. Starting with the Times of Israel's report, Saudi Arabia persuaded Trump to pull back from a planned strike on Iran. Mideast expert Ksenia Svetlova explains this move might delay further escalation, but tensions remain high. The potential for Saudi-Israel normalization hangs in the balance, impacting regional stability. Turning to JNS's update, Mohammed Dahlan disclosed that Jared Kushner is mediating to pause IDF actions in Gaza. This is crucial for advancing Trump's peace plan. However, the halt depends on both sides agreeing, which could influence ongoing diplomatic efforts. Meanwhile, Ynet's investigation into Truth Social's $10 paywall for early announcements raises corruption concerns. This comes after Trump used the platform to announce a cancelled attack on Iran. It highlights the intersection of politics, media, and financial interests. Earlier today, I-24 News reported Israel countered Iranian cyber threats, echoing U.S. fears over potential attacks on their water sector. These cyber defenses are vital as digital warfare becomes an increasingly common threat. Finally, Axios noted U.S. optimism about disarming Hamas. Though Israel doubts Hamas's commitment, this progress could lead to rebuilding efforts in Gaza, but skepticism could stall negotiations. The implications for civilians and regional peace are significant. In financial news, first, Walla Business reports from earlier that the Ministry of Labor's living grants for vocational training have been frozen. The budget depletion impacts those relying on this support for skill development. Separately, CTech shared this morning that AI in medicine won't replace doctors, but will streamline their workload. Prophet Anat Gaftavili emphasizes the need for medical schools to adapt training methods accordingly. And finally, Israel Hayom Business revealed plans for Kiryat Gat's new neighborhood, Karmi Gat East. The project includes housing, transport, and employment facilities, promising significant regional development. That's your Israel 18 News update for this afternoon. We'll be back with more at 5 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.